It is Friday at 2:50, which means, as I called it, the hottest segment in radio. I said Toronto radio, Richard, but I meant Canadian radio. Who are we kidding? Probably worldwide. That is the joyous laughter of Richard Krause, of course, host of Pop Life, esteemed film critic. Why he slums it with us on a Friday, we have no idea, but it's called Booze and Reviews. It's great to have you.
Well, it's because I have nothing better to do.
It's fair.
I love you nonsense. Guys.
You have like 3,500 projects on the go. I'm an insomniac. I was up at like 5 a.m. and I got up and I'm like, oh, Richard just tweeted.
Yeah. Fridays start early for me. It's movie review day. So I am up literally before anybody else talking movies on the radio and television.
Yeah, and you got to work your way all across the different time zones, right?
That's right.
So we're going to get to a couple of those movies in just a second, but as it is Booze and Reviews, I'm particularly proud of the fact that we get to do the Mai Tai Historii today because so many people love this drink.
And they are delicious, and there's a bit of controversy about who actually created this. There's two guys that are looked at as kind of the architects of Polynesian pop tiki culture. There's a guy called Don the Beachcomber who opened up what is the first tiki bar in Los Angeles in the 1930s, and he is credited for originating loads and loads of drinks, stuff that people still drink today, like zombies and things like that. There's another guy called Trader Vic, and his restaurants are still around. There's quite a few of them sprinkled all over California. We used to have one in Toronto. Bob Reed's wife's father managed the one that was in Toronto for many years. Yeah, she's told me some cool stories about that. And so Trader Vic was someone who just constantly invented drinks. And again, lots of stuff that people still drink today if you go to tiki bars, like the Fog Cutter and the Scorpion Bowl and that kind of thing. But he claims that he poured 17-year-old Jamaican rum with some lime, rock candy syrup, some orange curacao, and French orgeat, which is like an almond paste liqueur, into a glass. And then a friend visiting from Tahiti took a sip of it and said, it's Mai Tai Roa A, which means out of this world, the best in Tahitian. Oh. So Trader Vic said, I like that. We'll call it the Mai Tai. And it's been on his menu ever since. They're super simple to make. You just, well, if you have the stuff, the orgeat is a little hard to lay your hands on, but you can get it. And they're delicious. And Elvis Presley drank them in Blue Hawaii. And the most expensive drink ever sold, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, was a Mai Tai from the hotel merchant in Belfast in Northern Ireland. They charged $1,475 for a Trader Vic's Mai Tai because it had one of the world's few remaining bottles of 17-year-old Ray and Nephew rum, which is a really rare rum now. So people paid it almost $1,500 for a Mai Tai. I would love to have tasted that one, but no such.
Does it have to have an umbrella in it?
It doesn't have to, but if you've looked at some of the videos and things that I've been putting out over the last year, all of which are shot in my office here, you'll see that there's a lot of tiki mugs. Every angle that I shoot at, there's tiki mugs. So I don't care about umbrellas, but I do like a fancy mug.
That's totally fair. Let's talk about something to watch this weekend. I've been waiting all week to talk to you about the new Guy Ritchie offering.
Yeah, it's called Wrath of Man. It's the first movie that Guy Ritchie, the director, and star Jason Statham have made together in 16 years. Guy Ritchie made Jason Statham a star with a movie called Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
So
I went on to make a few more movies after that. And then Jason Statham went his own way and made a lot of action movies, which were all essentially the same. There is, you know, the loner with a mysterious past who saves a loved one, or the loner with a mysterious past who saves a youthful innocent. In this movie, he plays a guy who, not surprisingly, is a loner with a mysterious past, but this time he's looking for revenge, and he kills an awful lot of people, like many, many, many people, to avenge the death of a loved one. And the jokey Jason Statham that was in Spy, and the kind of over-the-top stuff from Fast and Furious, those last couple of movies that he's been in, that's all gone. He has one expression in this movie, just one, but it's a good one. It's a one of grim determination, and he kills a lot of people. The action sequences are unbelievable. thing is, you have to go to a theater to see it. It's only open. And
what?
I know 75 theaters across the country are open and playing it this weekend, and it will very soon be on VOD.
How 75 theaters across our country?
Yeah, 75. Like, there's some theaters open in Saskatchewan. There's a couple open in PEI. They're dotted across the country. There's just none within driving distance of us. And there are drive-ins. So
to support this movie, is popcorn $178?
Yes. And you have to arm wrestle Jason Statham, who will be at every single screening of this movie across the country.
Let's talk about something a little bit closer to home. Some TIFF news today, Toronto International Film Festival.
Yeah, they're coming back with a hybrid model for September. So last year, because obviously the pandemic, everything was at home. I watched I don't know how many movies, dozens of movies, but I did it all from the comfort of my own home. But it really was kind of like the experience of the film festival, in that they're not just like on VOD, so you can dial them up anytime. There were very specific times that you could watch them, and very specific days, and they were only up for, you know, a day or two at a time. So there was some structure to it. This year, they're going to go for a hybrid model, and they're going to do digital and in-person screenings at the festival. They're looking forward now to September. Ideally, you know, most of us will be vaccinated with the double shot, and we'll be able to get together in larger groups than we can now and see movies in theaters. And I'm all for it. I mean, you know, you can't have the excitement and the buzz that goes along with a film festival, and that's really, you know, five or 6/10 of a film festival is the buzz, people walking around on the streets talking about the movies they've just seen and that sort of thing. When it's all just at home and you're in lockdown, it doesn't have the same kind of feel to it. It just doesn't. And I think for TIFF to really thrive, it's got to have some pizzazz to it. And that's what they're hoping to bring back with some theater screenings. But I mean, I have a feeling that the majority of it will still be digital. We'll still be watching things at home, but at least, you know, you'll have a chance to see somebody, George Clooney, Ryan Reynolds, somebody in a tuxedo walking down a red carpet somewhere.
Now, we know that you have, you know, you're privy to information that the regular moviegoer isn't, because you're an inside kind of guy. Are you getting any type of rumblings from people within the industry that they're hopeful for a full-on return to theaters within, like, maybe not this TIFF, but the next?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's always been the plan. You've got movies that are being released now on streaming that generally tend to be smaller, more character-driven films. And I think of a movie like this week. There's a film coming out with Tony Hale called Eat Wheaties that's really funny.
Yeah, saw the trailer.
Really cool little movie. Yeah, really cool little movie. And it's perfect for screening, for streaming at home. But there's a James Bond movie kicking around somewhere. There's a ton of Marvel movies that are just sitting in a vault somewhere. There's a Fast and Furious that now looks like it'll come out in June, but it's moved around all over the schedule over the last little while. But I think that those movies are being held back because they do anticipate people going back to theaters. And I think that people will. I mean, I don't know if it's just my circle and my echo chamber, but people talk to me all the time about wanting to go to a theater and have that communal experience, be surrounded by people who are enjoying the same thing at the same time that you are, and Richard, it's loud and you can eat popcorn and you got to go.
Before we let you go, real quick, tell everybody where to find all your latest projects.
Go to richardkraus.ca. You'll find a bunch of podcasts there. And right now, there's a booze and reviews video up for Wrath of Man, where I teach you how to make a drink called the Queen's Wrath on YouTube. Check it out.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. Richard Kraus, full value every Friday, 2:50 here on The Rush. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.